My space dream. One great step. On the 19th of July 2019 at 21:06, a burning object flew across the night sky. Suddenly, it burst into a brilliant light before scattering itself like tiny stars into the South Pacific Ocean. The space station, Tiangong 2, had completed its mission. As Zhu Zongpeng, chief designer of Tiangong 2, watched the space station return to the Earth, he felt pride as well as loss. These feelings were even stronger than those he had when he watched the launch of Tiangong 2. This launch took place around 3 years earlier, but Zhu Zongpeng remembered it like it was yesterday. At 22:04 on the 15th of September 2016, the night of the Mid-Autumn Festival, he was in the control center when the call came for ignition. At that moment, the Long March 2F rocket took off and carried Tiangong 2 with it. Zhu Zongpeng wanted nothing more than to run outside and watch Tiangong 2 travel into space. However, he knew his duty and stayed at the control center. Zhu Zongpeng only left his post when the launch was completed. His eyes moved from the empty launch tower to the large moon in the night sky, and tears rolled down his face. To Zhu Zongpeng, Tiangong 2 was like his own child. For 5 years, he had seen it develop from designs into a cutting-edge space vehicle. Then, on the night of the Mid-Autumn Festival, a time of family reunion, Zhu Zongpeng found himself saying goodbye to Tiangong 2. He felt sadness, but also a sense of achievement as he watched its launch. After all, the launch of Tiangong 2 was key for China to build a space station where astronauts can live and work continuously. This was a great moment in the history of space, for China and the rest of the world. The dream begins. Zhu Zongpeng. The summer evenings down south were hot. When I was outside to cool down, I could see satellites in the sky above. The stars in the universe seemed still, but the satellites were moving quickly and flying over our heads. Zhu Zongpeng was born in 1963 in Zhongyang County, Anhui Province. His parents gave him the name Zongpeng, Zong coming from the place name Zhongyang, and Peng being the Chinese name for the legendary rock. This was a giant bird that could fly tens of thousands of miles with just one flap of its wings. But despite his powerful name, poverty kept little Zhu Zongpeng's feet firmly on the ground. Zhu Zongpeng was the third of four siblings. His parents had little money or time to spend on their children's education. But Zhu Zongpeng loved learning and always put his studies first. At the end of each school day, all Zhu Zongpeng's classmates rushed outside to play. Zhu Zongpeng, however, didn't join them. Instead, he took his textbooks outside and studied until the sun went down. Zhu Zongpeng. When I was young, I loved reading a series of science books called 100,000 Whys, especially the pages on planes and satellites. I often thought about the whys about flight such as why planes can fly and why satellites can move in space. As I kept reading and thinking, my interest in aerospace grew and I learned more and more. In 1977, Chu Zongpeng was a student in middle school. That same year, the college entrance exam was reinstated. Posters went up with information about different universities. Chu Zongpeng looked at these posters time and time again. Chu Zongpeng was most drawn to the posters for universities like the Harbin Institute of Technology, Beihang University, and Northwestern Polytechnical University. They showed pictures of planes, rockets, and satellites. The posters planted a seed in Chu Zongpeng's mind. He began to dream of attending one of these universities and exploring the sky. Come rain or shine. Chu Zongpeng's dream of going to university drove him to study even harder. He took the senior high school entrance exam and got one of the top marks in the whole county. But he then faced a difficult decision. Should he go to a specialized secondary school or to senior high? On one hand, a specialized secondary school would lead to a job and more money for his family. On the other hand, senior high school would give him the chance to go to university and follow his dream. Chu Zongpeng thought long and hard and made up his mind. In 1978, he went to a specialized secondary school so that he could soon help support his family. In 1980, Chu Zongpeng completed his studies at the specialized secondary school and took a job at a shipyard. He focused on his work at the shipyard, but never let go of his dream. After work, come rain or shine, he walked over 5 kilometers to the Anqing campus of Anhui Radio and TV University. Chu Zongpeng never missed a single class. Once, he was caught in the rain and arrived at class wet through. Nonetheless, he sat down and, as usual, gave the lesson his full attention. The dream comes true. Chu Zongpeng, during my days at the shipyard, I never forgot my childhood dream of space exploration. To achieve this, I first had to go to university and receive higher education. I studied senior high school courses by myself and then got a place at university. My hard work finally paid off. In 1990, I was admitted to a postgraduate program at the School of Astronautics of Harbin Institute of Technology. This was an important step towards my dream. After graduating with a master's degree from Harbin Institute of Technology in 1993, Chu Zongpeng joined the China Academy of Space Technology. At long last, he had achieved his dream of attending a top institution and exploring space. However, at that time, China's space program was still in its early days. Western countries refused to share their space technology with China. For many years, China wasn't able to build its own satellites, and instead had to rent them from other countries. With no experience to draw from, China's space program had to stand on its own feet. Starting from zero. When Chu Zongpeng joined the China Academy of Space Technology, China's manned space program was just starting out. The United States, on the other hand, was much further ahead with its program. Back in 1969, the US had launched Apollo 11 and put the first human on the moon. But Zhu Zongpeng and his colleagues were determined to launch China's first spacecraft by the end of 1998, or by the end of 1999 at the very latest. Another year would mean pushing back the mission into the next century. The team of researchers worked around the clock to achieve this goal. Their workplace was often filled with heated discussion, and the lights burnt on late into the night. On the 20th of November 1999, after 7 years of hard work, the Shenzhou-1 spacecraft was successfully launched. China's manned space program had finally moved from zero to one. In the years that followed, China developed quickly. China's space program also went from strength to strength. After the launch of Shenzhou-1, three more spacecraft went up into space. And in 2003, China's first manned spacecraft, Shenzhou-5, was launched. Then, in 2008, an astronaut did China's first spacewalk. In 2011, the unmanned Shenzhou-8 was launched. High in the sky above China, it connected with the Tiangong-1 space lab. This joining of two space vehicles was a key step towards the building of a space station. Then, Tiangong-2 was launched in 2016. It worked perfectly until 2019 and helped scientists prepare for the future space station. Today, thanks to the knowledge and dedication of Zhu Zongpeng and others like him, China has one of the most successful and advanced space programs in the world. Chinese experience has also played a big part in the development of global space technologies. A new era. Zhu Zongpeng. As I look back, I feel very lucky. I have followed my childhood dream all the way into space. Although there were setbacks, I remained determined. I am excited and overjoyed by the major breakthroughs and achievements of China's manned space program, and I am proud and honoured to have been a part of it. Zhu Zongpeng believes that the future of humanity is in the vast expanse of stars and the boundless exploration of space. In this new era, China's space program has reached a new beginning. It is taking new steps towards manned lunar landings and the exploration of deep space. It is also making continuous contributions to further exploring and better understanding the universe. Word bank. Advanced. Boundless. Continuous. Cutting edge. Expanse. Ignition. Institution. Master's degree. Reinstate. Rent. Setback. Specialized.